Have you ever felt like giving up? You have a friend who can help you find peace in this turbulent world. Meeting Your Deepest Needs, an article by Mark Finley, originally appeared in the March 2021 edition of Signs of the Times. Your narrator is Richard Clark Jr., and I'm the assistant editor at Christian Record. Clara Anderson, a gentle, conscientious woman, worked as a maid in San Francisco. One day, after serving the same employer for 15 years, she disappeared. Her employer had no idea where Clara had gone. She just dropped out. Then, after days of searching, Clara was found. She was in the process of starving herself to death in a mountain hideout. Clara told social service workers who were assigned to help her, "I want to die. Go away and leave me alone." When a local reporter interviewed her, she said, "Look, nobody cares about me. I'm just a maid, just one of thousands in society doing menial tasks. My life is of no value. I have no close family, no relatives, no friends. I'm so lonely that I don't want to live." Something was missing in Clara's life. She had an aching void within, and life brought little satisfaction. This lack of satisfaction manifests itself in a variety of ways. For millions of people like Clara, life is little more than loneliness. A sociologist at the University of Massachusetts conducted a survey of a cross-section of Americans. Based on his results, the researcher estimated that as many as a quarter of the population feel extremely lonely at some time during any given month. For others, the lack of satisfaction reveals itself in workaholism. These highly driven, type A personalities attempt to fill their emptiness through their work. The problem of workaholism is growing in all advanced economies. The amount of leisure time the average citizen enjoys has shrunk 37% over the past 25 years. And more than 40% of workers put in more than 40 hours per week. 27% grind out more than 50 hours per week. And 13% are trapped in jobs that demand more than 60. What's more, nearly 20% have second jobs. We're workaholics. Why? We substitute our jobs for relationships. We try to satisfy our longings through the fulfillment that work provides. Sometimes, the lack of satisfaction manifests itself as depression. The purchase of antidepressants is a multi-million dollar business. However, while medication has a valid place in treating mental and emotional health problems, only Christ can fill the void in our lives. In Him, we find a sense of completeness. He satisfies our longings for security, assurance, and self-worth. So, what is it about Jesus that meets the needs of our souls? How does He satisfy our heart's longings? Following are four specific ways Jesus satisfies our longings. Number one, Jesus gives us a sense of specialness. He created us. He made us. We are not a random combination of chemicals or a genetic accident. A loving God created us. This Creator God spoke through the prophet Isaiah in the following endearing words, "You are precious and honored in my sight, and I love you. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King." Isaiah 43:4-15. Because God values us so much, Isaiah wrote, "This is what the Lord says, He who created you, do not fear." Isaiah 43:1-2. Our Creator cares about us. He loves us. He takes away our fears. The Creator of the universe fashioned us. We are on His mind and in His heart, 24/7. Deep, lasting satisfaction comes from knowing that the Creator of the universe loves us with incredible love. We matter to Him. We're valuable in His sight. There's nothing more important to Him than His love for us and our love for Him and our fellow human beings. Number two, Jesus has a plan for our lives. God created us, and he's planning the best for us. The prophet Jeremiah recorded God's promise. I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. In spite of life's ups and downs, God has a master plan. In spite of life's disappointments and sorrows, God is working out all things for our good. See Romans 8:28. Knowing that God is in control makes all the difference. It gives us satisfaction in the face of incredibly difficult circumstances. Each giant of faith in Bible times had a strong conviction that God was in control of his life. In this, among some of life's most painful difficulties. When Joseph's jealous brothers cast him into the pit to let him die, he believed God was still in control. When Daniel's colleagues betrayed him and threw him into a den of lions, he clung to his belief that God was still in charge. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Peter, Paul, and all the other biblical heroes looked beyond their adverse circumstances to an all-powerful God. This gave them enduring satisfaction. Number 3, Jesus' grace exceeds all our failures. In Christ, there is forgiveness. In Christ, there is freedom from guilt. In Christ, there is mercy and pardon. He delights to show mercy. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. Micah 7:18-19. Jesus told a woman caught in the act of adultery that he didn't condemn her. See John 8:11. What an amazing God. And he told Nicodemus in John 3:17, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Similarly, the Apostle Paul wrote, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. There is no greater satisfaction than knowing Christ doesn't condemn us, that instead, he freely forgives us. He not only created us, he paid the ultimate price to redeem us. He thinks so much of us that he paid the penalty for our rebellion, giving his life on Calvary's cross. Jesus, creator of the universe, took the risk of being forever banished from his Father, rather than have us miss out on heaven. Our loving Redeemer took all our guilt upon himself. In return, he offers us all his righteousness. In place of eternal death, he offers us eternal life. What greater satisfaction could we have than knowing that eternal life is ours through Jesus Christ? Number 4, Jesus promises that one day he'll return and bring a complete end to sin. Sickness, suffering, and sorrow will be no more. Disease, disaster, and death will be over. Worry, want, and war will be forever banished. God will wipe every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things will have passed away. Revelation 21:4. We were made for something much better than what this world has to offer. We were created for a greater and nobler purpose, to live with Jesus through all eternity. In him, our heart's longings will be forever filled. In him, our soul's desires will be eternally satisfied. In him, we are complete. Now that's something to sing about.